Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Roger, Andy, and Barrett. Contestants.
He's coming.
He's running right now. He's running from across the office. I can see him. He's running at full speed. He's not running.
He's still right here. I gotta do the intro before I can get in there.
Contestants, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Feudy Tunes.
Yes.
Feudy Tunes.
Sure.
Is that the best name we could have come up with, huh?
Come on. You know it's great. We're talking about cartoons.
That didn't come up with that one, huh?
The rules. I can't let ChatGPT do all my work like some people.
Whoa, accusations are being thrown. That's right.
Fucking called out.
The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,600 members of the Kinda Fuddy audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read you a prompt and will ask each of you which answer you think the Kinda Funny Best Friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name a Nicktoon. If Roger says SpongeBob and it's number 1, that'll net him 50 points. If Andy says Rugrats and that's number 2, that'll net him 40 points. If Barrett says Avatar The Last Airbender, that's number 3, that'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. This will be a non-regulation match.
Fuck off.
Fuck you.
I see the trophy right here.
Tim's not here to defend his title. Greg's not here. Like, we can't just do business.
No, you're saying Andy doesn't count?
Because Barrett wins it, goes to his desk, we never see the trophy again. You know, it becomes a problem.
But then I choose someone to fight in my my honor, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, but like Greg doesn't let us do that. Like for some reason,
what?
Greg doesn't.
Why
like,
does Greg get to fucking decide the rules? Run your show, Blessing.
Roger wanted to fight in Greg's honor, and Roger did.
I think Greg was like, "I don't want you."
Greg was like, "No, no more of this.
I'd rather not be fought for."
All right, contestants, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Round number 1. Name a Looney Tunes character besides Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck. Name a Looney Tunes character besides Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck.
I thought it was music.
You know what?
You missed it. Oh, we were all high-fiving.
That's a good call.
Well, that was the confusion with Looney Tunes, you know.
What was the one that we confused before? It was like somebody thought I was talking about rap music.
MCs.
Yeah.
Oh, MC Feudy. MC Feudy. Yeah, people thought I was talking about rap. We'll figure this out at some point.
It was you, MCU.
And you were talking about
MCU.
Yeah, I see. And I was more worried about maybe they'll think I'm talking about McDonald's.
No.
There you go. Roger. Exactly. Just like that. We're going to start off with Roger as our first guest.
Wow.
I could go LeBron James.
You could. Fuck. You could.
Legally, it is regulation. It is regulation.
You'd be a better man.
Do it. I dare you.
I was going to do an impression. Tweet. Tweety Bird.
Roger says Tweety Bird. Tweety Bird is our 10-point answer.
Oh, wow. Huge. Big numbers.
Next up, Andy Cortez.
Can you repeat the question? What was that?
Name a Looney Tunes character besides Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck.
Okay. Not Donald.
Della Duck.
Not Bugs Bunny and not.
I love how one of the reasons Greg isn't on this episode is because like Greg was like, yeah, the questions you'd pull for this one are things that like I wouldn't know because of my age. Yeah. The first thing I asked is Looney Tunes. Yeah. He could have totally done this.
I don't know.
Okay.
This would have been the one round.
You guessed what?
Hmm?
You guessed?
Tweety Bird.
Tweety. Okay.
That was 10.
I'm going to go with.
It's fucked up.
Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh. Andy says Wile E. Coyote. Yeah. Wile E. Coyote is not
What?
Also, how do you pronounce it?
LeBron James might be on this.
I always thought it was Wild E.
No, it's Wile E. Like Coyote. Wiley, but it's Wile.E. Coyote.
Yeah. Because that's how they always kind of play with the names. I'm going to go with the boy who's hunting.
Yep.
During rabbit season and duck season. Elmer Fudd.
Barrett says Elmer Fudd. Elmer Fudd is our 50-point
answer. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I feel good about that. Because rabbit in season. His prompt, it says anybody who isn't Bugs and Daffy.
So then people
but
immediately.
But the trio, you know, like he's always someone in there. Fuck yeah. I nailed that shit.
Roger Pecorny.
Marvin the Martian.
Oh. Roger Pecorny says Marvin the Martian. Marvin the Martian is our 20-point answer.
Wow. Oh, really nice. Good.
Moving up, moving up.
Really moving good. On up.
Andy Cortez.
Now I'm just thinking Space Jam. But
not a bad place to start.
Not.
I mean.
Do I want to go Lola Bunny?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Lola Bunny.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Brave.
Andy says Lola Thank Bunny. You. Lola Bunny is not on
the list. Wow.
You would think so.
Barrett Courtney.
Yeah.
Your final answer.
It gets to that problem, too, because it's like you can see so many, but then there's yep. so many names, right?
Is Tom and Jerry part of that?
Yeah.
Who knows?
No.
No, right?
No.
So. Not legally.
I'm going to go with the Tasmanian Devil.
Oh, duh, yeah.
Barrett says that. The Tasmanian Devil. Tasmanian Devil is our 30-point answer.
Yo!
Wait. Are they not the same person? Wile E. Coyote and
Tasmanian Devil? No.
Not at all.
Tasmanian Devil's the one who, like, spins
really fast.
Yeah, which
Wile E. Coyote, then?
He looks like a fucking coyote,
he's
Roger.
The one always
what
chasing
do you mean?
Roadrunner. He's always chasing the Roadrunner.
The same guy.
No! Oh,
not at all. Not at all.
No.
God.
Fuck this dumb shit.
You guys.
Roadrunner? Is Roadrunner 40?
Roadrunner's not 40. The 40-point answer, Porky Pig. Porky Pig.
That's all, folks.
Wait,
that's all, folks.
So I got the 20-point answer?
You got the 30-point answer.
30 and 50.
And the 50-point answer.
Jeez. Wait, Roger got the 10 and the...
20.
Oh, and the 20.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's
rubbing my face some more.
I thought you got the 30. I was really happy for you.
Not even.
Fuck you, you fucking loser!
What was number 6?
I could tell you, but maybe
maybe that's a tiebreaker.
Now I'm doing the Roger's fun Google sheet here where he did.
I'm sure you're fucking it up right now. And
I'm like, oh shit, man, this take a long time for you to put this stuff in. Yeah, you know, I should have done it during the round. Let's see, bearing a 50.
I mean, this is like what I would be doing if I was like properly running the show. But then Greg really didn't want to talk about cartoons because he's a fucking dork.
I didn't see a pussy.
The fun part is I could have totally done this in my head. All right, with that.
80 to 30.
Right now, going into round 2, in third place, we have Andy Cortez with 0 points. In second place, we have Roger Pecorny with 30 points. And in first place, currently, Barrett Courtney with 80 points.
Pretty cool shirt.
Look, it has a snake. And he's hidden. Oh, it's the Metal Gear Solid 3 shirt.
Oh,
that's pretty.
See, I'm gonna be honest. I bought this thinking it was just an Ape Escape shirt, and I was kind of disappointed when I saw.
I would have. I would have loved that shirt.
Get this crossover out of here.
Yeah, I don't want that shit, bro.
It's canonical. That happens in the game.
I know it does.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid 3.
It's a dream sequence, right?
Snake Eater has. It's a mode, actually.
Yeah.
And whatever the special edition of Snake Eater was, I forget what it was called, but there's a mode where you go around and
not
hunt
substance,
apes.
Not subsistence, but fucking
subsistence,
convergence, or
revenge,
something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Transparence.
Number 2,
great movie.
Name a DreamWorks movie that you consider to be a classic. Name a DreamWorks movie that you'd consider to be a classic. I'm only counting individual films for this one. So no franchise answers. No franchise answers for this one.
Interesting.
We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Shrek.
Yep.
Andy says Shrek. Shrek is our 50-point answer.
Yep. Yep.
Next up, we have
Roger.
You're
going to go for the 40 right here? You're going to go for the 40?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Roger says, How to Train Your Dragon. How to Train Your Dragon is our 40-point answer.
Great job.
Good.
There you go.
Great
there
job.
You go.
Next up, we got Barrett.
So the 30-point, there's a couple of different ways I could go here. Especially because Blessing's talking about individual movies and not franchises. I'm going to go with Kung Fu Panda.
Mm.
Barrett says Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda is our 20-point answer.
Damn. Okay, it's the other one.
And we're back to Andy.
When did you put this out?
3 weeks ago.
Bug's Life.
Ants. No. I'm going to say Shrek 2.
Wow.
Andy says Shrek 2.
It's the third.
Shrek 2 is our 30-point answer.
Fuck. That was what I was going back and forth between. Shrek 2 and Kung Fu Panda.
Roger, you're next.
Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
Ooh.
Roger says Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish is not on the list.
That's why I asked, but I was like, I think it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Too new. Not enough people have seen it yet.
Fair. Sure. Your final answer.
What's left on the board? The 10?
Just the 10-point answer, correct.
I think it's ants. Say ants.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a great one, actually.
I don't think people remember
Home.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm trying to think of, like, what was the horse one? Spirit?
Away.
No, that's... Is it Spirit? Something like that with a fucking horse. But there's other more iconic ones, I feel like, and I'm just...
Toy Story.
Monsters, Inc. And then I'm also getting myself confused with Illumination because I'm like, do I go Despicable Me?
I mean, they're technically under the same umbrella.
Yeah, but DreamWorks.
Under the same umbrella.
They are?
I mean...
Comcast.
I'm going to go Minions.
Wow. Okay, sure.
I can't...
It's the 10-point answer. Like,
not even the more recent.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's been 3 weeks. Yeah, you're right.
Barrett says Minions. Minions is not on the list.
Surprising. Damn.
Disappointed. Because the 10-point answer...
Despicable Me 3.
Prince of Egypt.
Prince of Egypt. Wow. I forget about their 2D movies.
Yeah. That's the coolest thing Jesus has done.
that's up there. That's for sure up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, been involved in that sort of
thing. Yeah. And then the upcoming video game, I Am Christ.
Is that not out yet?
No, the prologue is out. Come on.
The prologue. Prologue.
Yeah. The Old Testament.
Where does... Oh, shit.
With that, Barrett got 20 points of Kung Fu Panda. Andy got 30 points of Shrek 2. Roger got 40 points of How to Train Your Dragon. And Andy got 50 points with Shrek. The current score is, in third place, we got Roger with 70 points. In second place, this would work so much easier if I had two monitors because I'm like tabbing back and forth. We have Andy in second place with 80 points. And in first place, Barrett Courtney with 100 points. Very close game as we roll in to round number three.
Trey.
Name a cartoon that you might have watched on Toonami back in the day.
Oh, fuck.
Name a cartoon that you might have watched on Toonami back in the day. Roger Bacorny.
Naruto.
Roger says Naruto.
Great answer.
Yeah. Naruto is our 30-point answer. Okay.
30 points. Wow.
Shit.
Next up, Andy Cortez.
Nami. Did not watch Nami.
Dragon Ball Z.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Andy says Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z is our 50-point answer.
That was on Toonami?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just on Nicktoons.
That was like the Toonami classic. Okay. Nicktoons.
So that's what happened. So then it was on Toonami. They stopped doing it on Toonami, and then Nickelodeon got the...
Nickelodeon did.
And that's how I watched it.
Because I think Dragon Ball Z Kai was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it was Kai. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Barrett Courtney.
Up next, Dragon Ball Z here on Toonami.
Yeah. I'm trying to... Because Toonami was more of like right after school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really?
Yeah.
It was like...
I was recording episodes of DBZ.
Yeah. Because I was like, they were trying to time it for like middle schoolers to get back. And like, that's what you watch in the afternoon. It's like cool ass anime from back in the day. Or at the time, cool ass anime.
Mm.
But this was happening back in the day, Roger. I know you were only 3 years old.
Baby boy.
He was at least 4. He might have been not born yet.
Or at least part of it.
I mean, I might have been like 4 or 5 watching Dragon Ball Z. Remember watching Frieza, so confused.
I'm going to go with...
Why are they so angry?
Fuck. Cowboy Bebop.
Interesting.
Barrett says Cowboy Bebop.
It's actually on there.
Cowboy Bebop is our 10-point answer.
Ooh! All right, I'll take it.
We're back to Roger.
See, I'm gonna say the one that I would always see.
Just say it.
Oh, fuck.
Just say it.
And I don't... Bleach?
Oh,
I would, like, actively not watch that.
Roger says Bleach. Not watch it. Okay. Bleach is not on the...
Surprising.
I try to make it through. Not Blessing's on the dying list. Bleach, Adult Swim.
Adult
Swim. Oh, yeah. So that's my issue. That was, like, so I'm mixing them up.
Next up, Andy Cortez.
There's so many to go with, and I just don't know which one to go with. So I'm just going to throw one out there, and it's super old.
Ooh.
Gundam Wing.
Ooh.
Andy says Gundam Wing. Gundam Wing is our 20-point
answer. Oh, yeah. Shit, dude.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good for you.
I don't think I'd heard of Gundam Wing. Is it was that like just one of the Gundams? Because I know Gundam is like a series that has.
It was like the things. 90s version of Gundam. Yeah, Mobile Suit Gundam was always the first one. Mm-hmm. That was one from like the 70s, I think.
Yeah, gotcha.
But Gundam Wing was the one where it was like five teenage kids that were like learning their shit, but they were all from like different areas of the world, and it was like just awesome as fuck.
I started watching Mobile Suit Gundam: The Witch from Mercury. Like about a week ago. That shit is fire.
Is it a series?
It's a series.
Okay.
Yeah. The first season just ended. I'm still like in the first half of the season. But like that shit is really good.
I always give up on Gundam shows and mo shows for that matter. But I would love to find like a really good one. I know people always say that like Gundam Zero, I forget what it's called, is really good too.
Yeah, I think this is the latest one. And I like if you're looking for one to jump
into,
I'll say
is it 3D or is it 2D?
2D.
2D.
That's good.
Yeah. But the animation is fantastic.
Right.
Barrett Courtney, your final answer.
We got the
40 point is the one that's left.
Oh, the 40 point. Yeah. Now this is should have been my first answer, and I want to answer it by singing the song, the American version of the intro, but I don't fucking remember it. And for the longest time, I thought this was the true intro to the show. But I'll just say, come aboard and bring along all your hopes and dreams. One Piece.
Barrett says One Piece. One Piece. Is not on the
Can
list.
Fuck you guys!
Can I get a tip of the hat?
Fuck
Can I give
you
full
guys!
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
No.
What?
No.
That's way too late for
Outlaw Star.
Not Brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
Metal Alchemist, I meant to say. My bad.
Ollie's, no.
Wow.
The 40-point answer, Samurai Jack.
Oh.
Samurai Jack.
See, wait, shit. I always just associate that with
Cartoon Network. Just
Cartoon Network just regular. Proper. Yeah.
I want to say it went back and forth, because I remember watching it on Toonami, but I swear to God I also watched it off of Toonami. And I could have sworn, like, when you said you're going to sing the theme song, I was like, oh, he's about to sing Samurai. I started typing your name in here.
No, yeah. Because the American version of One Piece, I believe on Toonami during the day, had this, like, really fucked up, really, like, terrible rap for the American intro. And I thought that was the true intro for the longest time. And then a friend of ours, who's, like, a huge weeb, was really devastated when I thought that was the right intro.
Well, with that.
Not the really good one.
Third place, we got Roger McCorney with 100 points. In second place, we got Barrett Courtney with 110 points.
Damn.
And in first place, Andy Cortez with 150 points. We still have two rounds left as we roll in to round number four.
Fucking
name
weeb.
A Hanna-Barbera cartoon that stood the test of time.
Oh, motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
The test of time?
Name right. A Hanna-Barbera cartoon that stood the test of time. Roger McCorney.
Oh, fuck. See, I'm just going back to Boomerang. Which is but like here's the thing, they would mix that with things that weren't necessarily Hanna-Barbera, and a lot of Hanna-Barbera stuff real questionable nowadays. Like I think about some of these, I'm gonna say Speed Racer.
Ooh,
because they made the movie and that was good.
Roger says Speed Racer. Speed Racer is not on the list.
I mean, these all fucking suck,
which
so.
Pains me because
movie's great.
Yeah,
Speed Racer kicked ass.
What's going on with Mike?
Barrett Courtney.
Jetsons, it's the Jetsons. I knew it was the wrong one.
The other one that I should have said.
Barrett says the Jetsons, and I'm sure you mean the Jetsons, right?
Yes.
Okay. Barrett says the Jetsons. The Jetsons is our 30-point answer.
Damn, 30 points.
Andy
Flintstones.
Cortez.
It's the Flintstones.
Andy says the Flintstones.
Jetsons, it's the future. We have a flying car.
The Flintstones is our 40-point answer.
Whoa.
Damn.
What?
I know. That, like, I feel like those would have been top two.
Yeah.
Hanna-Barbera.
Roger McCorney, name a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
I think I got it.
That stood the test of time.
Oh, shit. What's the guy?
I couldn't even think of another one.
No.
I've got one.
Tell me. fucking
Bugs Bunny.
Oh, Yogi Bear.
Fuck! Hey, boo, boo!
Roger says Yogi Bear. Yogi Bear is our 10-point answer.
What?
I really wanted to say Smokey Bear, so I'm so glad I got to that place right there. I was thinking Justin Timberlake's in the movie.
That's your fucking reference.
That's so fucking funny. That's your reference.
Christ.
Next up, we got Barrett. I'm not knocking down the scores.
Blanking, man.
Let's see.
50 points.
What was the one that you were like?
Yogi Bear.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I
was
going to
go A Boo Boo.
I have one, but I'm like.
Okay. Above the hope Flintstones.
Oh.
Hanna-Barbera.
But it's like, is that can't be the number one.
Right? Oh.
I don't think so.
Tom and Jerry.
Oh, does that count?
That's fuck Hanna-Barbera?
That. Barrett says Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry is our 20-point answer.
What? What? What is 50 points? You fucking sickos!
That was great foreshadowing, though, from the beginning of the thing where you're like, hey, is that part of this?
Is Tom and Jerry a
Tom and Jerry, I think, is technically early enough to be considered Hanna-Barbera.
What is it a time difference? What the fuck does this mean? Whatever.
Hanna-Barbera was the thing that preceded Cartoon Network, I believe.
Yeah, like two people, though. Studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got one more guest from Andy Cortez.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go with what Roger just told me.
I thought you were done.
But I don't think it's going to be on it. Johnny Quest.
Andy says Johnny Quest.
Yeah.
Johnny Quest is not on the list.
I was going to be so bad if that was a 50-point.
Our 50-point answer, Scooby-Doo.
Fuck!
God damn it!
That's us. That's on us.
We're so fucking dumb.
That's on us.
Yeah.
Your aunt loves it, too.
Yeah, my aunt's a big fan.
That's so funny.
I just
so
associate that with.
Yeah,
I don't know. It feels like its own entity.
It's
I only
good.
Think of Flintstones and Jetstones. Flintstones and Jetstones.
Jetstones. It's the Jetstones.
Fun fact, Johnny Bravo is also Hanna-Barbera.
I was going to say Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, a lot of people were writing Johnny Bravo.
Really? I feel like Bravo was in that point Dexter's where Lab? It was Cartoon Network.
I think these all count towards Hanna-Barbera.
I'm not positive.
It depends on the timing, because Hanna-Barbera was the thing that preceded Cartoon Network, but I feel like Bravo was the early parts of Cartoon Network.
Yeah, that's what I'm
around
saying.
Around the time of...
I think they probably phased... We're doing speculation. Let's keep on going.
It's an era, with that, Roger got 10 points with Yogi Bear, Barrett got 20 points with Tom and Jerry, Barrett got 30 points with the Jetsons, and Andy got 40 points with the Flintstones. Our current score... So I'm double-checking to make sure I got this right. In third place... With 110 points, we got Roger as he stands up.
Woo.
And he does a thing.
Woo.
In second place, with 160 points, we got Barrett Courtney.
God damn.
Damn.
And in first place.
What will it take to take this man down?
With 190 points, we got Andy Cortez.
I'm in the spot I never want to be, in the lead.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
As we roll into our final round.
Shit.
Round number five. Name a South Park character aside from Cartman, Stan, Kyle, or Kenny.
Fuck.
Oh, good.
Name a South Park character aside... What the fuck did I just copy and paste? Hold on, give me a second.
Control Z.
Name a South Park character aside from Cartman, Stan, Kyle, and Kenny. We're going to start off with Roger McCorney.
Butters.
Roger says Butters.
5-0, give it to me.
That
Butters.
Was mine.
Is our 50-point
answer. Wow! Let's fucking go!
Damn.
Next up, we got Barrett Courtney.
I don't think I've watched South Park in like 10 years. The last time I played South Park, or I played Fractured Butthole. That's the last time. I have not watched South Park since then.
Dude, Stick of Truth is like, that was my game of the year that year.
Stick of Truth was fucking awesome. But it was also a very weak year that year in video games.
It was going to be that or... Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh, shit.
I think Shadow of Mordor came out that year, too.
Shadow of Mordor was good.
Fuck, man. I'm trying to think of... There's an obvious answer, and I'm blanking on his name.
I feel like Greg would have got this one, too.
Yeah, Greg would have done well, I think, today. He's just
He definitely watched Hanna-Barbera back in his day.
No. Yeah. He's like 70 years old.
He was 20 watching.
I feel like they made that in Chicago. Did they make that in Illinois?
I mean, maybe.
It feels like it's from Illinois.
Like Hanna-Barbera feels like the most Illinois thing. So I wouldn't be surprised. Because I was definitely, they had that shit on repeat. I know, but it was headquartered in Los Angeles.
All right, I'll just.
I love
a different answer, and I just can't think of their name, so I'm going to pass on that, and I'm going to say Towley.
Good answer.
Says Tally.
Good answer.
Tally is not on the list. Andy Cortez.
Randy Marsh.
Yeah. Fuck!
Great one.
Andy
Great one.
Says Randy
Stan's
Marsh.
Dead, right? God damn it.
Randy is our 40-point answer.
I thought this was America. Yeah, but that was the obvious 40-point, and I just couldn't think of his fucking name.
Oh, I got... Yeah.
I'm still putting in the scores. Okay. Probably got Barry, and you got the 40-point answer. And Roger, we're back to you.
Timmy.
Timmy!
Roger says Timmy.
Maybe no.
Timmy.
You can say it.
Is our 20-point answer.
Good. Oh, wow.
Good.
Yeah. You can say Patreon.
That's all he says. This is his fucking name.
No, but I thought that would be higher.
Oh, okay.
And we're back to Barrett.
Christ, man.
Jesus Christ is in the show.
He is.
Al Gore.
Barrett says Christ.
Al Gore, Man, Bear, Pig. See, those are my references, like, that era, and it's been way too fucking long. Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Yep.
No, that's a different no. Yep. That's a different show. That's a different show. I don't even fucking remember.
Homer
that.
Simpson. That's a Rick and Morty.
Oh, that was a Rick and Morty.
Yeah, it is.
She's just ended. Ooh-wee.
But there's the other piece of shit in this show, and I fucking can't think of his name. Fucking Al Gore.
Barrett says Al Gore. Al Gore is not on the list.
He warned everybody about Man, Bear, Pig.
Andy, you're our final answer here.
What is what are the answers so far that have been answered?
Roger answered Butters for 50 points. You answered Randy for 40 points. And then Roger answered Timmy for 20 points. So we still have our 30-point answer and our 10-point answer.
Okay. I'm kind of blanking too. I just have like so many millions of ancillary characters, but I can't think of like the one that are. I'll go with PC Principal.
Mm. Oh, okay, that's a newer one. Yeah.
Andy says PC Principal.
I mean, you say that, but he's been around for almost a decade.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right. Wow, time flies. PC Principal is not on the list.
Yeah. Is Token on the list?
Token was our 10-point answer. Token, Token slash Tolkien, because they retconned his name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. Okay.
At 30 points, Chef.
Chef.
I mean, Chef hasn't been in the show for like 15 years.
But
now.
He was such an iconic part
for sure,
of it,
for
though.
Sure. That's why I didn't even think about
it. I think when people think of South Park characters, they're thinking about the classic.
I can't think of the girl that Stan always has a crush on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Oh.
It's Bebe, and it's her. I always forget her name.
Bebe.
Fuck, it's like Karen or something. I forget what
who's
it is.
Who's the girl? The pink little hat.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the girl that Stan always has the crush on. I forget her name.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy. No.
Wendy.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. Wendy Testaburger. Well, with that, in third place.
Woo!
Hold on. I'm still copying shit over. In third place, we got Barrett with 160 points. In second place, Roger Bacall with 180 points, and in first place, Andy Cortez with 230 points. Some fun facts for you. Tally was our sixth place answer with 54 votes. Under him was Mr. Hankey, the Christmas poo. Mr. Hankey with 35
not
points.
Not Mr. Poopy Butthole. like Mr. Garrison?
Mr. Garrison wasn't written in that much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mr. Garrison, I think, was split between his, like, puppet.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the puppet. But, like, both of them got, like, 7 votes.
What was filled in? What was the rest of the 5? Did you already say it?
For what?
What was the rest of the top 5, or was it?
Oh, I already said it. Yeah. So at number 1, Butters, Randy, Chef, Timmy, and Token.
Gotcha.
In that order.
Okay.
Another fun tidbit for you. Going back to number 1, name a Looney Tunes character besides Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck. In 6th place with 96 votes, you had Lola Bunny.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah. And right these were like split evenly, by the way. Like these were all very close in votes. In 7th place, with 76 votes, you had Roadrunner.
Yeah.
And then under that, you had Wile E. Coyote with 66 votes.
Mm. Crazy. Tasmanian Devil and Roadrunner, iconic duo, you know?
Exactly.
You gotta combine those two fucking characters.
If it was Taz would have caught the Roadrunner. Like, Taz would have torn that motherfucker apart.
Why are you just trying to take away the role from a brown character?
Exactly.
Wow.
That's so fucked up.
You said
dude.
Johnny Quest, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been another episode of, I was going to say The Shit List. What's the show called?
Kind Fuck
of Beauty.
This has been another
kind
episode
of
Kind of Foodie,
a.k.a. Beauty Tunes. What title will I come up next that'll be conflated with something else? You'll have to tune in next week to see. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Barrett. That's been Roger. That's been Andy. It's been our pleasure to serve you.